I mean, what we're looking for is investment in our core dispensing services, firstly. We are still operating on fees that were actually cut back in 2009. And we haven't had any increase in our finances from the government that pay for the community drug schemes, the medical card, the drug payment schemes and various other ones. We haven't had an increase in 16 years. And they were actually cut at that point. As everybody knows, business costs are going up dramatically. And we need this investment in this service in order to maintain the service that we give. And that's just to maintain what we're currently doing. We want to see future development as well, so that we can deliver extra services, all the new ideas that are coming through the likes of the task force, and that we want to be able to deliver these. But we can't unless the government are prepared to invest in these services.
And from your own reading of it, Elizabeth, are any of the major parties providing anything or offering anything appealing to the pharmacy sector as of now?
I mean, they you know, they're all very nice to talk to, and they make noises, but we actually have to see action. You know, we can't continue to maintain what we have without this investment. We've been asking for it for quite a while, but we have very specific recommendations that we need from the next government in order to basically bring pharmacy, you know, to maintain what we have and bring it forward, which is what everybody is looking for.
Elizabeth, previous governments have, one can argue, expected a lot from the pharmacy sector locally. We've been through a pandemic. We've been asked to contact your pharmacist in the first instance for a lot of ailments and not to attend A&E in the first instance. And that ultimately, I'd imagine, puts a lot of pressure on yourselves.
It does. Now, in fairness, it's pressure that we're happy to have. It's a bit like when you think about health, what you hear about are the crises. It seems to lurch from one crisis to another. But there's parts of the health service that work incredibly well. And one of them is pharmacy. It has always worked incredibly well. The staff in that sector, we just get on with our job. And we have every shop has incredible staff, pharmacists, counter assistants, technicians. There's whole levels of qualifications within each shop. And we just get on with our job. And we want to continue to do that. And we want to add additional services for the public to take pressure off, you know, the GPs and the hospitals as well, but also actually to give really good services for everybody. But anything in the public sector, anything in any country, needs to be funded properly. And that's really what we're asking for.